This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car-selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Listeners, guess what? We're doing a live show! We haven't done one since March of 2020, and then something really weird happened and we haven't really been able to do one, but we're going to do it again. It's on December 9th at Caveat in New York City. It starts at 9:30. If you want tickets, head to our website, girlsonporn.com, and it's holiday themed, you know, just in time to get you into the spirit.
Find you under the mistletoe.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Before we introduce the topic, we have a sopping wet little segment for you today.
69 Seconds of Sex News. We've pulled headlines from the news to keep you informed and horny. Here we go.
A British influencer is trying to raise awareness around male menopause after he was diagnosed with the condition shortly after turning 40. Israel Castle said that he began suffering from erectile dysfunction, increased tiredness, and a severe decrease in his libido. He was left stunned when a doctor diagnosed him with andropause, commonly coined male menopause. The Mayo Clinic describes andropause as aging-related hormone changes in men, and that a man's testosterone levels decline on average about 1% a year after age 40. Castle has been prescribed hormone creams and oral medication to combat his symptoms, and he is now on a mission to petition more acknowledgement of male menopause. You couldn't just let us have our own thing, could you?
For the first time in two decades, the Netherlands is welcoming an extremely rare plant that stinks and also looks like a penis. The plant in question has only flowered three times in Europe since 1997. The plant is 6 feet tall and announces its imminent flowering by releasing a terrible pungent odor akin to rotting flesh. If you aren't already grossed out, get this. The smell comes from the white center of the flower, the shaft, if you will, which heats up and emits the stinky update when it's about to bloom. I would genuinely love to receive dick pics from that plant.
There's a new app on the market, Tabby, the dating app for cat-forward lifestyles. Following the success of their original dog-centric dating app, Dig, co-founder Lee Isaacson wanted to create an app that bucks the crazy cat lady stereotype and brings feline lovers together. The app would immediately weed out dates who are allergic to cats or those who just don't care for cohabitating with animals. The app recently earned a $300,000 investment on Shark Tank. You gotta be down with the pussy to get that pussy.
A Florida Amazon driver was fired after a scantily clad woman was filmed clambering out of the back door of his delivery vehicle, sparking speculations as to what transpired within. A now viral video on TikTok shows an Amazon courier opening the back door of his van and a blonde woman in a black mini dress then hopping out. The clip concludes with the woman pulling a phone out of her dress as she walks down the street. We just hope you don't get an unexpected package 9 months later.
So today's topic...
Yeah, we're bringing it back to jobs, occupations. We're bringing it back to
Are
titles.
Are we throwing it back to like when we all had jobs as opposed to like the near future when that doesn't happen?
No, I just mean like in terms of topics, you know?
Now
we're going back to costumes. We're going back to like specific costumes and uniforms. Mm-hmm. And today's topic is doctor.
Mm-hmm. A good old-fashioned occupation.
Right. We need them. We really do. If 2020 has taught us anything, we need doctors, guys.
I don't have this stat, but I feel like, don't you think doctor searches like must have spiked in the last year? That like medical professional
think.
As a search term has to have seen some action as a result of You know, as long as we're like banging pots out our windows, or we
cheering
we
them on.
Something else. We doing something else.
I mean, you said it, sister.
See what I did there?
I do. I mean, maybe. I could see that. I could also think see that, like, everyone, like, I don't know. Did the horn die down for people when we were...
the horn.
As in, like, horniness.
Yes. Did the horn die down? I was picturing a car horn.
For,
like,
because we were just respecting them so much, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. I mean, and this is, like, in a broader sense of, like, doctors in general, like, and things like this, fetishes like this. It's like there's, I could see the appeal because they are so respected.
Uh-huh. There's an element of authority there.
Of course.
And also caretaking. Very easy to, like transference to, like, develop a crush on your hero, so to speak.
Right. Quite warm, friendly, usually. I don't know. I've never had a mean doctor.
Mm-hmm. I've had some, like, bad bedside manner, but I
sure.
haven't had, like, an all-out shitty doctor. I've just been you're not good at this part, but I still trust you for the most part.
I had a bitchy doctor. Once.
Actually, come to think of it, I had a really shitty doctor at a gyno appointment once that was at, like, a random clinic who, like,
It was also a woman?
It was
a
woman.
She laughed at your vulva?
She laughed not at my vulva, but into it just to see if it echoed. No. she called me a slut and walked out.
Oh,
it was weird.
Yeah.
No, she... She, like, laughed at how long my IUD had been in. Wow, I hadn't thought about this in a long time. I didn't come prepared to talk about this episode.
Uh-oh.
But that is actually pretty fucked up. It was, like, one of those, basically, like, free clinics. Like, I just went wherever they took Oscar insurance. And
of
this
course.
Place was not
always
great.
Always scary. It's always scary.
Yeah, like, it was
a
moment that I was, like, I need to switch insurance companies because, like, this was a vetted, like, this was theoretically, like, a well-rated clinic. And it just felt... not clean and badly organized and like
scary.
The clinic fucked up, like, what should have been covered by my insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Like I paid out of pocket for STI testing and that should have been covered.
Right.
They handed me, like, a menu of, like, which tests do you want with, like, prices for each potential infection.
Right. Right. Oh, you
pretty wild experience. And then inside of the appointment, this woman was like, asked how long I'd had my IUD, and I have a Paragard, and you can have those for up to, like, 10 or 12 years, and they're still effective.
Yeah.
I just got it changed out after a decade, but this was a few years ago, so it was, like, maybe 7 or 8 years, and I told her, and she, like, laughed about that, or was like,
scoffed.
When are you going to check? Like, she just had this weird ignorance about it.
Oh.
And thought it was funny. It just was the strangest interaction, and I think I, like, wrote a review about the clinic noting
good,
that. And I don't write a negative Yelp review very often, but it felt like, run, women, like, run from this clinic. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I'm really sorry.
So I didn't mean to get in. That's no fun. That's not, like, a sexy story about a doctor.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
So my gay uncle, who's absolutely out of his mind, he's, like, 60-something.
I've heard of this uncle.
Yeah.
You, like, inherited a great deal of, like, glassware and antiques from this uncle.
Different gay uncle.
Oh, different gay uncle. How many uncles do you have, greedy?
Two. I have one. I have one that's, like, a great uncle on my mom's side, and then I have one who's, like, my dad's brother.
Okay.
And my Uncle Steve, who's my dad's brother. Should I be saying his name? Whatever. He doesn't listen to this.
We'll bleep it.
He would just recently told me a story about how he went recently to get a prostate exam, and this gay doctor said to his gay client, while he had his, in my uncle's words, while he had his finger up my hoo-ha, oh, I just think I found Amelia Earhart's luggage tags.
Like, I found them in your ass?
Yes.
Wow. Bold. I kind of love this doctor, but I also feel like you say that to the wrong person and it's deeply inappropriate.
Right.
You
know? My uncle, like, was like, and then I clenched and I snapped his finger off. I loved it. But I thought that was hilarious. I mean, I love a funny doctor, you know, give me a Patch Adams every once in a while.
Yeah, I like a funny doctor. I do think it tests ethics if someone's, like, making jokes while their fingers are inside of you. I think that's
sure.
where I'm like, maybe don't. But
have you ever had a hot doctor?
Not really. I don't think so.
Really?
I think I had a hot lady doctor years ago.
Yeah.
Briefly when I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
not a great environment. Like, I was in a massive amount of like abdominal pain. So it like wasn't really an environment. And I also was a freshman in college.
This is terrible story.
Yeah. I'm just here with like sad stories
of
like miserable times I had dealing with the American healthcare system.
Ooh, barrel of laughs over here.
That story ends with me getting lost. Like one of the like paramedics like brought me, or like nurse practitioner, I'm not sure. Somebody escorted me in my gurney, like on a rolling hospital bed to like a different part of the hospital and just left me there. And I was on morphine. So I was like, okay. And like, just kind of hung out. And then hours later was like, what is happening? Like, cause I wasn't in a room. I was just in like a hallway, like just like sort of stashed alongside other people. And then the guy was like, I almost forgot about you, and came back and like retrieved me. But I was like forgotten about for hours because it was a very busy hospital.
And they were probably like, your abdominal cramp.
I don't luckily remember which hospital it was. So I can't talk shit, but.
Okay. One time I had a hot guy who was like the assistant, like the nurse, I guess the nurse, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it was a terrible instance for me because I was going to the walk-in clinic because I had like a really bad, I had an ingrown hair that then became a cyst. I referred to it as cyst gate.
This is amazing. Like, people came for porn and were like, once I was abandoned at the hospital, but, I had a cyst on my crotch.
Literally, like,
how's
next
this
to
episode
my,
going, listener? Yeah.
Next to my, I mean, it's fine now. There's no, you can't, there's barely a scratch. You can't even tell anything ever was even wrong down there. But I did have to get fully, I mean, like, Bush was out, you know, and like, this guy was like, okay, so let me take a look. And I was like, dear God, why on earth? That was the only time I saw anyone remotely attractive. But other than that, I feel like a hot doctor is hard to come by. I don't know. Or maybe they're just like, they're like charging so much money because they also have a level of attractiveness and they can do that, you know?
You're saying you've never been to a hot doctor because they're
more
expensive?
Because I'm poor. Yeah, I was like, I would think. I don't know.
I think there's plenty of hot doctors, but I also think like, they got to be pretty fucking hot for you to really sit up and pay attention. I mean, it does feel like statistically improbable yet again that we both aren't like, oh, these multiple times I've encountered hot doctors. But yeah. I also read an article separately that was like,
do they think we're hot?
No. Yeah. The answer is no. They're like, yes, thank you. That is exactly the thesis that this article presented. And it was like, by and large, no, they're fucking busy. And like, they're used to seeing naked bodies. Also, it's like fluorescent lighting and like not an environment that's conducive to a mood or even for anyone to like look good in. So.
Okay. But I have to say that article actually like pissed me off so much. I mean, first of all, it's from like drsecrets.com, which I was like, okay, like fuck.
So
you,
I like didn't even have
blog.
The source because I read it and then I was like, I don't think I can quote drsecrets.com and like take myself seriously. But here we are.
It pissed me off because this guy was basically like, we don't even have time to notice if you're attractive. And I was like, okay, rude. Like, I've literally been complimented on my fake boobs by like female doctors. So like, I'm sure that like my male doctor is gonna, you know, be aware of beauty. But this guy was like, we are blind to beauty, desire to be, hunger, etc. When I first started practice, I noted that many quote unquote attractive young women suddenly burst out crying as I interviewed them. Perplexed at first, I eventually realized that I was so aloof and badgering with questions that they simply weren't used to not being treated as pretty.
Okay, so this sounds like a bad doctor.
I was like, literally, fuck you.
See, I didn't even finish this article. And I think I just was like, this isn't really science. This is just like somebody pontificating. Right. But like, that sounds like people were bursting into tears. That's not that they're treated like they're pretty.
Many
it's probably because you're like
women
hammering them with questions about like their like weight and their health and their habits and their like sexual activity. Probably like we all know those questions can be.
Right. Intrusive.
Incredibly uncomfortable and intrusive. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. So anyways, I hated that. But I did learn something interesting, which is that once you start dating someone, you can't be their doctor anymore. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Like, it's unethical. Like, if it's within an organization or a doctor patient, like, it's definitely considered unethical. And I did read that in actual like academic articles and was like, that's not worth saying. We all know that. But
absolutely. Medical medical fetishism is definitely like a thing. It's, you mm-hmm. know, like we get a lot of that in the BDSM world.
Yes.
It's super common, and it can involve sexual attraction to, like, you know, respiratory therapy or medical practitioners, uniforms, hospital gowns, specifically anesthesia.
And yeah, the tools and the, like, aesthetic of it can be a huge part of it too.
Huge,
like the utility, and like we've talked about, like, sounding devices before. Like, that is a huge corner of the BDSM community, as we discussed.
And intimate examination also. A physical examination is also it's a common service provided by pro doms.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize. But it makes sense, you know, like if you're getting like a cavity
search.
Cavity search? Yeah. Yeah. That's what that's called, right? Like when someone's
call it that in a I'm gonna search your cavity map now. I think more of that as being like a weird invasive airport thing.
Yes, that's true.
But yeah. Well,
I guess just like a physical examination or an intimate examination.
Yeah, or like a prostate exam.
Your front
gynecological exam. Entrance where there's penetration of some kind involved.
There's penetration involved, there's tools involved, and there's a level of humiliation involved, right? Like there's some sort of like shame or humiliation, which that can be attractive to people, particular in the SM side of the BDSM.
Yes.
Also anesthesia fetishism, which is a form of like edge play. I didn't know that was like a super it's not necessarily super popular, but I didn't know that anything about this kink before researching for this episode. Specifically anesthesia masks of like black rubber, which are still in use today in kink and BDSM, are one of the more common elements fetishized and have earned the nickname Black Beauty.
Oh, I didn't
know. Fun to know. Those like old black rubber masks.
I can picture. Yeah. I didn't know that. Yeah. I didn't know much about anesthesia play. Like, peripherally was aware of it, but
enemas. Clismophilia is the paraphilia involving enjoyment of and sexual arousal from an enema. I know. Do with that information what you will.
Enjoy yourself, I'd say.
Yeah. They could be an enema that's like it can cause sexual arousal, an enema, because there's a muscle which starts in front of the anus and which contributes to like clitoral erection and the contractions of an orgasm. And then in men, this muscle also correlates to erections and contractions of orgasm and ejaculation. So a sexual sensation can result from the distension of your rectum by filling it and dilating it.
Yeah, when I hear the words distension of my rectum, I'm really ready to go.
Yeah.
No, to each their own. This is a pivot, but I found actual like verified academic research around sexual harassment of doctors.
Oh.
And actually like that is surprisingly high. So this is the title of this sounds silly, but it's actually legitimate.
Okay, good. I was going to be sad if it was going to be about doctors sexually harassing. So I'm glad.
I'll read you the stats. So #med2, a large scale examination of the incidence and impact of sexual harassment of physicians and other faculty at an academic medical center. In the sample, most respondents, 82.5% of women and 65.1% of men, report at least one incident of sexual harassment from insiders in the past year.
Wow.
64.4% of women and 44.1% of men reported harassment from patients and patients' families.
Wow. Patients' families even. Interesting.
Yes. And the most frequently experienced dimension of sexual harassment for women and men was sexist gender harassment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Yeah, that's kind of a
bummer.
Not
in a good way, but yeah, it tracks.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
It's a bit of a bummer.
Yeah.
I mean, the doctor role play thing, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Like, there are some moments, like, when I was, like, researching this episode, and I've definitely watched, like, doctor porn before, where I've been like, yeah, I guess, like, maybe the idea of it, like, just because also it's like taboo, you know, it's like, you know, getting like an examination and it going a little bit, you know, it turning you on is kind of fun. But
I get that it could be fun as a role play.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in a fun role play, yeah, that like power dynamic and also like navigating in the improv of like, when do we cross a line can be fun. Like, I think mm-hmm. it could add an element of scandal to something that's kind of commonplace. Like, if you're a couple that's already fucking, if it's an exam and like, how does doctor like cross a line or how does patient cross a line? Like, that could be fun in play.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have like a very specific
yeah
association or like attachment to like
yeah
my doctor, because like my doctor growing up was like a family friend.
Yeah. But I wouldn't rule it out. Like, I'd definitely be down. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I went on a date with a doctor once. It was a terrible date. But I did say, like, when we were talking, I was like, oh, so does that mean you can give me a pap smear? And he was like, I mean, yeah, I could, we could make them daily if you like them. I was like, sick.
You like them.
Yeah.
I think pap smear is one of my least favorite things, but, you know, oh, yeah, good to 100%. Know that, you know, he would be handy if you had yeah. concerns.
Well, you know.
I had a dentist hit on me, but it was deeply inappropriate.
Gosh. That's right.
Because he was, like, texting me, and he had my phone number because it was the NYU School of Dentistry, which I will right. drag because it's, yeah.
not
frankly,
great.
A pretty shitty institution that I went to because I uh-huh. couldn't afford better. And then was hit on inappropriately. Wow. I hope he's listening. I didn't yell at him at the time. And he was like, I declined. And he was like, thanks for not being mean. And I was like, I should have been. Like, yeah. I really should have been. But.
Okay. So I guess the theme of this episode is that we're poor and we have bad health insurance.
And the medical system in the United States is fraught. Really an uplifting app. Yeah.
I know. Showdown. Wow. Okay. Let's go to the showdown. Okay. I've got one for you. OMG, I pull out my cock in the doctor's waiting room. Sir.
Sure.
Wait till you're in the fucking examination room.
But yeah, you like how many little... people are there? Like,
I know.
For...
I'm picturing a city MD for some reason.
Yeah, this is also just coming off daylight. Our conversation. Like, I'm picturing just like an unhappy waiting room and like somebody whipping out their dick. I'd slap them right in the face. You know?
I mean, there's never a happy waiting room. You're always like, I'm going to get sick from this person. Two seats down from me who's coughing.
Yeah, I've been in like comfortable waiting rooms and been like, this is fine. But yeah, yeah, you're not usually like, yay, like
you know what I love?
I get to have my cavity searched.
Yeah. They always have such good magazines.
Yeah. That's actually never been true in my experience. Yeah,
never. Get some Hustler in there. Put a Playboy in there every once yeah. in a while. You know, mix it up, make it interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Sperm bank nurse in Seattle helps patient get sample. Real nurse is bored.
Wow.
What I really like about this is the commitment to the terminology, like mm-hmm. presumably like cum sample, like what are like helps patient get sample. Like, I'm not sure.
Right. What if it was a pee sample?
Yeah. Could be a pee sample. Could be some yeah. pee play. But like,
yeah.
Yeah, also we're in Seattle, very important to know.
It's important to know. I mean, it's yeah. wet there, you know, we could be, it could be a wink towards pee.
Yeah, and also just knowing in the title that the real nurse is like somehow there for some reason and just like watching this and bored.
Like, real nurse,
almost adds
bored.
Like a cuckold element, but right. it's just a weird detail when you actually think about it.
Yeah. Okay. He has sex in the office with a gynecologist who is a pervert and very horny.
Great.
I mean, it's just interesting because it says he has sex in the office with a gynecologist. So why is he there?
Like, yeah, really important detail. Like, so
she's yes. the gynecologist. She's horny and a pervert. But why is he there?
Uh-huh. Yeah. If we're going with like traditional gender norms, which we certainly right. are in like the mainstream porn space. Yeah. Who is he? What's he doing there? Why is this gynecologist, you know, fucking people in yeah. her office? Yeah, I have a lot of questions about ethics, right. about literal story, logistics. Right. It's all there. French doctor saved my life and takes my dick in her ass.
Wow.
So this
a
is
life
a story
was
of
saved.
Yeah, a doctor going above and beyond. This French wow. doctor She saved the life of our narrator here.
Going beyond borders, if you will. Doctors Without Borders.
Yeah. Yeah. So if she's identified as French, presumably this patient is not. Also, right. She takes a dick in her ass, which is
wow,
frankly unsanitary in a right. medical environment. But
as a doctor is known to do every once in a while.
Right. Well, hopefully she cleaned up, you know.
Yeah. At least she's got the tools there, you know?
Uh-huh. She does, yeah.
Clean
she
things out
everything
beforehand.
She needs. She can, yeah. Rip that fresh butcher paper as soon as he's gone. Yeah.
Right. We've got latex gloves at the ready.
I can't think of anything worse than fucking on top of butcher paper. Like, on top of the paper at the doctor. The crunch, crunch, crunch.
Yeah.
Like, that would really kill the mood for me. That would do it if you even ignore the fluorescent lights and all the other unfortunate details.
Weirdly, the latex gloves I'm into.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I like. But the butcher paper, no thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. this one, is a common one. Doctor, my pussy hurts. Can you help me, please? Lots of dots in there.
That could also be the title of one of the porns we're going to discuss later.
Yeah, 100%.
Come to think of it. Yeah. All right, I think I could do two more. How's that sound?
Okay, cool. I've got one more, so you go.
Okay, great. Perfect. I came to check the dick and checked the doctor's anal. Fucked her on the table.
It almost is like a nursery rhyme.
Uh-huh. And a lot of checking, just back and forth checking. Uh-huh.
Well, if doctors do one thing, it's check. They check things out.
What's confusing is I think the patient then checks the doctor's anal, you see, fucks her on the table,
as a
you
good
see.
Patient should.
Yeah.
Return the favor.
Yeah, guys, what are you doing?
You know, it's customary.
Oh, God bless. All right, what's your last one?
Okay, this one. Slutty plague doctor shows you her toys. And this one I liked because she had the cone mask that from the 1700s.
Wow. Yeah.
The plague doctor. Yeah.
Okay.
And a cape.
Yeah. This feels heavily themed because I was a plague doctor. Why is it a plague? But I see we have costumes.
You know. Yeah.
So
you
now
know
it actually sounds fairly
it's
elaborate.
It's like a beak mask.
Yeah.
You know,
I can picture it. I can picture the illustrations of the scary version.
What was
of that.
That about? Yeah. What was that about? Could you imagine if that was the face masks we were supposed to be wearing during 2020?
Yeah, I'm genuinely trying to think about what that could be about. I'm is it about having more air and not something against? Is it about, I don't know.
Just think for a moment that I wasn't during there. COVID, that's what we were supposed to be walking around wearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay, last one.
Okay, sorry.
For me, very simple, short and sweet. Female doctor exam penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Get it? See
yes,
what I did there?
I do.
Really straightforward.
Yep,
you know?
Yep, yep. Uh-huh.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Mm-hmm. You pick it up, you look at it, you know, maybe get a little tap, tap, tap. Is this thing on? You know? Mm-hmm.
That is what I do when I exam penis.
Yeah. I'll give a little tug here and there. Not on anything in particular, just examining.
Not on anything particular?
Yeah, no, nothing
you're
in particular.
You're just taking the excess skin and just seeing and if just it's got a little tug. Give.
Yeah,
how's that elasticity?
Yeah.
Give it a flick at the tip, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's jiggle those huevos.
It's like the thing that you hit your knee when doctors used to do that when you were little.
Yeah, just
you flick.
So you flick. Yeah, you the flick head the tip of the penis.
And if they go, wow, then you're like, oh, I see you're
doing all right. You got feeling in your dick. Congratulations. Uh-huh,
that's
really important.
Good. That's the reaction I was looking for.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car.
That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Busted! New series from Cherry Pips. Doctor gets caught finger-fucking his hot blonde teen patient. This is actually from a series called Chatsworth General Hospital.
My God.
Yeah.
And yeah, the opening sequence here.
Think of like a porn parody of like, you know, maybe like Grey's Anatomy or like General Hospital, I guess.
Meets Miami Vice. Like the opening sequence, the music is very like high octane, you know, it's like, like, fuck shots, you know, but feels kind of like those shots with like the guys in the Blazers jumping into their cars and stuff. So just to give you a vibe, y'all, that's the bar we're setting.
And we've got Tommy Pistol and Kenzie Reeves.
Thank you. I was like, I know him, but what am I going to do? A reverse Google image search? Apparently not.
You know that it's going to be a good one when Tommy Pistol's involved. Yeah. I mean, truly is unparalleled.
Tommy Pistol is
in the mainstream
chaos,
space. Yes. Because he's out of his mind and he's like aware that he's like, he's like so self-aware. He's like, well, it's porn. Like, let's make it fucking weird. You know? So, little synopsis, the other doctor calls Tommy Pistol and is like, hey, I know this isn't your specialty, but can you cover me? And he's like, yeah, I got you.
The other doctor's unidentified, by the way. Just
we
a
don't
random
know who he is.
Guy is like, hey, can you cover me?
I got to step
All
out.
I need you to is like swab her and then I'll like get in there. Like literally just swab her.
And we get more than a swab. Spoiler.
Yeah. We just cut to finger fucking. Like we just cut to finger penetration. And Kenzie Reeves doing her best over the top teenage student.
Yes.
Patient.
We get, he goes, I have this, I've been practicing this old fashioned technique. It's called the taste test. And is that okay if I do that on you? And she's like, yeah, sure. And then he starts eating her out and like, you know, finger fucking her. I will say that like, I do love Tommy Pistol's, like, he clearly loves to use his hands in his mouth in everything he does, which
I
really like. Yeah, I really like.
He's vigorous. He is enthusiastic in his efforts here.
Right. And he's like, you could look up at the ceiling, you know, you don't have to, which I love. Classic doctor line. And he's like, oh, it's getting really moist. And then he does something really interesting, which I haven't seen in a while, which is like he gags himself to get that back of the throat, like spit lube.
I will say that threw me off. Thicker. And then I was like, oh, right. Like it's an especially funny thing in like a doctor scene because it makes you think he's throwing up or like.
Right.
I think the reason that technique has gone out of fashion is like if somebody did that with me.
Yeah.
In bed gagging themselves, I'd be like, whoa, like what's like?
Right. It's like a different type of viscosity of spit that comes out when you go that far back, you know?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
we see. It's the stringy spit you see in a deep throat scenario. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm gonna go for a third. Puts another third finger in her. And he's doing like this really interesting thing where he's kind of like grabbing at her clit, like he's like grabbing at her vulva on top and also like fingering her with his other hand, which I like was like, that might feel really good. Actually, I think I'd be into that. Like
you just love Tommy Pistol.
I do. Actually, I really do. Like, I really love him. I mean,
let's call it right now.
Yeah.
Just get ahead of that part. Okay.
Because like sometimes he'll do like a really he's just always like wacky, you know,
he but is then, very like, wacky. Yeah.
But then like, you know, actually like, you know, it looks like he's like enjoying the sex that he's having and like enjoying like pleasing the other person. He's got like a little bit of like dom energy, like daddy energy, too. And he's also doing something kind of funny or like not funny, but it's like basically like consent, which is like if you feel any discomfort, tell me, you know.
Yeah.
Is it all right
like,
if I do
jumps,
this?
It jumps right to him like fingering him, but then or fingering her. And then he just does like little things like, hey, like actually weirdly when he was like, I have this old fashioned technique. I was like, this is bullshit. But it's funny because for the time of whenever this might have been released several years ago.
Yeah.
It's almost consent. You know, it's like closer to consent than him just starting to like fuck his patient and her being like, oh, no, what are you doing? Stop. You know?
Yeah.
And she's obviously performing that she's like loving this. And she's right. like, I want you to do whatever you want, doctor, kind of stuff.
Right. But I was grateful that it was not the, oh, whoa, what is that? What the hell?
You know, yeah, it could have gone. Yeah. It could have gone grosser and right. sort of skirted the line, sort of. Yeah.
Right. But she was like, oh, my God, this feels like this feels so good. My other doctor never did this. Like, oh, my God, you mm-hmm. get whatever you want. And then, of course, she returns the favor. She goes down on him. She gags on his fingers. You know, he's on the bed and she gets a glove and he lays back and she, you know, she's like jerking him off. And she's like, I heard that rim jobs are like really good for the prostate. And I'm like, oh, so now she's the doctor. Like, what's happening here?
Yeah. He literally and says then, like student becomes the teacher at one point when yes, she's like eating yes. his ass and jerking him off, which I enjoyed too. I liked that it kind right. of flipped. Yeah.
Yeah. And then she climbs on top and rides him on that tiny little hospital bed.
Yeah.
I loved this video, actually.
I'm thrilled. I love when this happens. I love it.
I actually was like surprised at like, because it's like a weird thing when you see like this sort of like mainstream porn that you're like, oh my God, this is so terrible. Like, this is absurd. Like, they're obviously like aware of like how dumb this is. But yeah. like the, it still is like, but the sex is hot, you know, like the sex. Is
I like that it was self-aware
on.
And like. There was another line that Tommy threw out, like, we don't want you leaving here with a dry pussy, I mean vagina.
Right. Yes.
It's funny to
yes.
me.
Yeah.
I think I just couldn't get into it because it was so far gone. Like,
yeah,
she's very over the top. She's doing like crossed eyes and like a voice and like has uh-huh. a lot of makeup on and these elaborate shoes. I don't know yes. if you noticed, or sneakers.
Right.
Also, she's at going one for point, you know, when he's on his back and yeah. she's eating his ass. He's got like shoes on that are kind of regrettable. Like they're yeah. like they feel accurate. Like they feel like there's yeah, like the like socks.
He's
up
worried
to the
about
ankles.
Like being on his feet all day. Yeah.
yeah, they look like orthopedic shoes or something. And I was like, I don't know if I like that or if yeah. it's weird to me that he didn't just take his shoes off. So it like wasn't hot to me because it was so bonkers. Yeah. And like at one point I was like, oh, this is like hot sex and like because it's rigorous, like you said, mm-hmm. and like I guess vigorous is more what I mean than rigorous, but yeah. who's counting?
Yeah.
But it just didn't, it just was so, I was checked out because she was over the top and because it just was like too goofy, too gone sure. for me.
Sure.
I couldn't get on board. But I'm not surprised to hear that you were into it.
And, I loved it.
Oh, the other thing that bugged me that like turns me off too is like there was a lot of like poking in her ass and then like him penetrating her in her vagina. So like, oh, yeah. I'm like, no, she's going to get a UTI. This is a doctor's
oh,
office.
Sure.
You should know better. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just right. a trigger for me that I'm like, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Those are my reasons, but I totally understand you having
love
for this.
I love Johnny Pistol. You know, what can I say? Whenever he's on screen, I'm going to be interested.
He's
you know?
A star, baby. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we talk about the other video?
Let's do.
Okay, cool. This one's from Kink. And this is like a different sort of doctor. I mean, this is not
yeah,
a
different
medical
doctor altogether. Yeah, this is a therapist is sort of what we're being told.
Uh-huh.
It's called The Good Doctor, Bad Girl, Andy Lynn Payne Visits Dr. Wolf Hudson. Those mm-hmm. are also our performers.
Directed by Sadie Lola. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And I think we've talked about Wolf Hudson before. Great
He's
great
one of my
performer.
Favorites. Yeah, yeah, he's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
he's,
I think...
Huge.
Did we talk about him with like Around the World in 80 Ways? With
I think
Stoya
so, yeah.
At one point, I think. Yeah.
Uh-huh. He does a lot great of performer. Bi stuff, does a lot of gay mm-hmm. stuff. And he's an incredible Dom. Like, he seems a lot on like Bound Gods and things like that. And occasionally in like MMFs, mostly in MMF stuff. That's how I found him. And I love him. He's kind of got this attitude, like, or this vibe that, like, and this might be crazy, but like if like Pete Davidson was a porn star, do you know what I mean? Like especially
totally
in this
see
one.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's something both self-deprecating but also like cocky about him.
Uh-huh.
Like even in the
and
pre-interview.
A little.
Yeah. In the interview at one point, he's kind of listening to like Andy Lynn talking about like what they're gonna do. And like this is Andy Lynn's first porn ever, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Exciting. And we're talking about boundaries, and Andy Lynn, I think, said something like, about like anything's fine, you know, yeah. like kind of wanting to be a pro a little bit. And he
right.
said
There's
something
no
like,
no hard limits. I know.
Yeah, no like, hard limits. He was like, I've been around the block. Like he almost had sort of a like, well, careful there. Like I've been doing this a while kind of
exactly.
attitude, which I do find weirdly sexy. Like that cockiness, but also that like in that context, it's like, well, let's just see, you know, like how much can you actually handle? Like and listening for your safety kind of stuff. He also corrected teacher about yellow and mercy. Did you collect that?
Oh, yeah.
They're talking like boundaries and like red is full stop. Like that's our safe word. They're talking safe words. And mercy is slow down. He's like yellow also. And the director was like, yes, we do use both.
Yes.
I was like, but okay, I mean, teacher's pet.
Made a good point by saying yes. But if you say yellow, we're going to have to cut because yellow isn't. You know, it's just a, it's a, you know what I mean? Like we wouldn't be able to use that like word.
Yeah. I just found his like teacher's pet vibe a little bit.
I know.
Like I've done a lot of shoots with kink and I know the words.
Exactly.
I found that endearing.
But I felt like also that dynamic though of him being like, okay, well, careful now, you know, kind of carried into the actual shoot itself. Which I really loved. He's taking it like a brief synopsis is like Andy Lynn has been bad and she's been a bad girl and he, you know, she's like in trouble and he's like, okay, well, you know, the Dean has told me all these things that you've done and now I think that you have like a hypersexual but I don't even know what he said. Disorder, like a hypersexual
disorder.
Yeah,
he reads some very clinical language, like literally like reads off of his clipboard and is like, this behavior can be expressed as such and such. And then we do a like moment where like he blurs and then we see Andy Lynn's
fantasy.
She's
like daydreaming. Yeah.
That's basically just like a precursor to the scene that's about to happen, which I thought was clever. I liked that it like put our experience in Andy Lynn's mind as opposed to just being like, and then they're fucking like, I like getting to fantasize with Andy Lynn before they fuck. And then it also actually just being like a teaser trailer for the rest of the video is smart.
Yeah. And then he's like, the only remedy is to fuck it out of you. And so, and then like it switches, the dynamic like really comes to play here where he's like, I want you to bend over and, you know, I'm going to start spanking you. And he's like, you know, I don't think you're a bad girl. I think you're just like doing it for attention. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of like, we get this dynamic kind of comes to play where, you know, he's like saying like, oh, you think you're a bad girl, but you're not a bad girl. Like if you were a really bad girl, you would do it like this, you would do it like that, which kind of felt like it was in a broader sense talking about like being just like a porn performer in this shoot, you know? Which
I thought it did was feel really like it cool. almost like was a callback to earlier. Like,
right.
It felt like instruction that was relevant almost.
And I really loved it. And like, you know, he was like, come on, like, which I think also helped because I felt like, you know, I'm sure it's her first shoot. She's probably nervous. And he's like, you know, if you're going to suck, he was like being like, he's such a hot dom, but he's like, you know, I want you to get me hard. And he's like, don't touch me. Do not touch me. I didn't say you could touch me with your hands. And he's like, get me hard with just your mouth. And she was like calling her out. He's like, oh, you know, that's not even a good blowjob. Like, come on, you know, like, how do you really suck a dick? And really kind of like pushing her and kind of like helping her like come out of her shell to like make this great scene happen.
Yeah. And then we land, like we get different positions and then we land on Wolf fucking Andy Lynn, essentially in like missionary. We have like sort of an aerial shot where we're like seeing Andy Lynn from above. Andy Lynn is jerking herself off. And then Wolf is fucking Andy Lynn. And then Andy Lynn comes. And then Wolf comes. And it's all obviously like with permission and like encouragement and the domination of like, do you want me to come? Like, show me how bad you want it. So we get like two different cum shots on Andy Lynn's stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
It was hot.
Yeah.
I mean, it just was like the he's such a great dom and like him. This is such a good example of someone who like keeps the scene alive in the way that he's talking and like bringing the dynamic back to play. And
so much of this is like the scene as much as it is actually like sex. Like so much of this is Wolf bossing Andy Lynn around and being like, get down, get up. I'm going to whip you for like, I'm going to flog you for a while. Like, suck my dick this way. Like, okay, now what do you want?
I told you to
this?
Spread your like, fucking legs. Yeah.
Like, yeah. It was like very we get hot. Into different sort of like beats in the scene that are all very like strictly instructional and yeah, really well executed. It was one of those scenes where I was like, how much of this is scripted and how much of this is this person just like very good? Especially when we like open the scene, I was Wolf's dialogue feels very real, but also very, like, very confidently. He's just, like, firing this stuff off. So I think he's just good in character.
He's just really, he's a great performer. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was really nice to see Andy Lynn kind of, like, blossom, especially, like, towards the end of the scene and get, like, really comfortable and, like, you know, lean in.
Yeah, because there were times when I was like, ooh, Andy Lynn's a little nervous. And, like, sometimes that can be uncomfortable because you're like, I hope that's just nerves and not this person like regretting their decision to do porn for the first time.
Yeah.
But especially, and this is why I love that Kink does the interviews on both ends. Like Andy Lynn was like so enthusiastic in the post. Yeah. He was like, oh my God, I loved it. I'm like, this and was like bubbly again.
Yeah.
And it was clear that like the nerves were almost like part of the submission, you know, like you could see that like part of what Andy Lynn was like, it's funny. It had that dual aspect that like Andy Lynn was also like was trying to do good with her with Wolf as her dom, but also like good in the porn. You can kind of see like
both of us,
and like Andy Lynn as she goes like picking up like, oh, I always say doctor, I don't speak unless spoken to, like the various things that he was sort of commanding of her. Hot vid. I thought,
and I mean I love anytime I get to see like a like flogging, you know.
Really, really good flogging too. Like,
and also this was something that I clocked that I really liked. It was like, you know, Andy Lynn was kind of doing this thing where she was like wiggling her ass while she was getting flogged, and he was like, "I need you to stand really still, because if you don't, I'm gonna make a mistake that's gonna really hurt." You know, like so. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like, and it was good BDSM behavior, and but also
it was disciplined, and it was about like it lived within the safety as well.
Yes. So it was great. I loved both of them. Not going to lie. Both of them turned me on.
Both are in your spank bank. I'm not. I could have told you. I probably could have told you the top of the episode. We should start doing that. We should start guessing.
Right. I think you liked this then.
What's going to be in each other's spank banks? Yeah. I don't think like either of these are like high on my spank bank.
Yeah.
But weirdly, either of them could live in there somewhere. Like I said, I didn't love the Tommy Pistol Kenzie scene just because it had so much on top of it, you know, like it was like camp, but not, you know, like it just was a lot for me. And doctor stuff isn't my fetish. So that didn't like help or like really have anything to do if I was turned on by it. I like watching Tommy Pistol fuck. So I could like dip in. And similar about like this one, like parts of it were really hot to me and I could watch. I probably wouldn't settle in for an hour long therapy dom session.
Yeah.
Like not necessarily like my thing, but if I am in the mood for like doming, like Wolf is awesome. And first time out, knocking it out of the park.
I know.
Yeah.
It was good.
I wanted to look and see if Andy Lynn did other stuff with Kink. Like, this has to have been a while ago.
I immediately just looked at everything else that Wolf Hudson's done. So
right. We'll have to check after.
And then watched a million trailers of all the things that he's done. Best thing about Kink.com is the trailers, you guys. They only let you do like two in like a 24-hour span, but you know, it's worth it. Choose wisely.
Maybe we just need to get our membership already. Yeah. Bite the bullet.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on our website at girlsonporn.com, on our Instagram at Girls on Porn, and Twitter on GOP the Podcast, and also on Patreon, patreon.com/girlsonporn.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you want to leave us a sexy little 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, feel free to tag your Instagram handle, or rather leave your Instagram handle so that we can tag you. And thank you.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.